The General Superintendent of Assemblies of God, Reverend Dr. Paul Frimpomanso, has advised religious leaders to stop giving unnecessary attention to the rich and the middle class and reach out to drug addicts, alcoholics and the downtrodden. He said the norm where religious leaders have all of a sudden become motivational speakers and neglected those who need them most is worrying. Reverend Dr. Frimpomanso, who made the comment at the official launch of Teen Challenge Ghana, asked them to channel their energies and resources towards saving the lives of drug addicts. He also urged the public not to despise or stigmatize drug addicts and alcoholics. We bring you a report by Antoinette Abba and Safiatu Mutala.
Teen Challenge, established some 56 years ago in the U.S. to give hope to the hopeless and addicts, is now being replicated in Ghana through Assemblies of God Ghana. Reverend Dr. Frimpomanso said society should not condemn drug addicts without giving them the opportunity to prove themselves. He said substance abuse is a menace and this is destroying the nation. He said like the prodigal son who was welcomed home by the father, society must give hope to drug addicts or wayward people.
We spend so much on children and anything that we don't add anything to human dignity. But we spend less on riches, on people who we can touch and bring them back to life. Somebody has been caught from the web of drugs or prostitution or whatever. There is still hope if the church will put in every effort to reach the person.
The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Anuye Lita, said her ministry is committed to supporting any positive intervention tailored towards the welfare of such people. She says society has an obligation to ensure that the youth abstain from drugs and alcohol. Mrs. Lita said it is worrying that the youth who form 30% of the population are being tempted to resort to substance abuse.
Drug abuse is the problem. If we went out and walked down the street, we'd find out that, contrary to the notion, now we have those who are selling gari, groundnut. Now they also sell Indian hemp. If you go to Labadi Beach right now, you can easily get Indian hemp, weed, to buy. It's as easy as buying gari or groundnut or cocoa for breakfast. This is a problem and we need to solve it together.
The executive director of Teen Challenge Ghana, Reverend David Owusu-Boateng, a former drug addict, said the program is unique from other rehabilitation programs because it takes inmates through educational programs which help them to free their minds from negative activities.
Teen Challenge is going to be a household name in Ghana. Many armed robbers, prostitutes, they are going to walk through the doors of Teen Challenge, exchange their guns for the Bible, and exchange their bodies that were being abused by men to the service of God. We hope that many young people who are addicted to drugs will find freedom through Teen Challenge centers. And it will help also to bring peace in this country.
The government donated a seed money of 5,000 cedis, while Global International donated $2,000 to the foundation.